Shaquan and NSK on 102.9. Breakfast is on us.
102.9. It's Fresh FM. 9:09 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. 9:09. Yes, we know it's the Fresh FM Song of the Year time, but it's 9:09. Flavor Flame is in the building.
Come on. Yep.
But you know what, Shaquan? You know what? I don't think I did that the right way, though. Hold on. Wait a second. No, wait a minute. No. Let's do a retake.
Yeah.
Okay. So every Friday, Shaquan, we bring in the newsmakers.
Yes, we do.
We bring in the people that we gossip about. We bring in the people where we go, you know what I mean? We bring in the people that that are pioneers. We bring in the people that paved the way for me and you. And today we're bringing in Flavor Flame.
There we go.
That's how we're doing it.
Welcome, King.
Yes. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You're saving the best for last. That's beautiful right there.
It's a Flavor Flame, bro.
Oh, thank you. At least you are speaking Afrikaans. I said, you know, at my last age, I'm not going to speak English. Not going to speak English. You know, when you get to your age, when you grow in yourself, you got to go back home. So that's what it is.
That's a belief,
it's all good, man. Fera be buta.
Ah, Nelson is recht buta. Shaquan is looking at us like, that come me by now. That come that no.
I don't speak that one.
Shaquan, where are you from? You from Ventuk?
I guess from Omaruru. Actually, Omaruru and Ventuk.
Omaruru. It is what it is. That's beautiful, man.
So how are you doing today?
I'm blessed.
Is it?
Blessed to be here.
Yeah, we are so,
to be among
so
the best.
Man.
I mean, you know.
That's awesome. You know, when I entered Fresh FM's building, I'm like, wow, I think I'm going to fall or something's going to happen. Like, he's so high, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm on top of the world right now.
It's fresh.
Because it's the first time that you're at this new building, right? It's the first time.
Yeah, the first time. But guys, this is beautiful. You want to be here. Trust me, you want to be here.
So we are actually more than anything just really happy to have you here.
Yeah.
You know, you've gone off the scene, off the radar, so to say, for quite a while now. Would not be, honestly, to echo what NSK said a little bit earlier on, there wouldn't be an NSK and Shaquan had it not been for, you know, people like yourself. We grew up watching you. We grew up imitating you.
For real,
you know. So tell us, how's the journey been?
Looks great.
You know, running into people and they say like, oh, Flavor Flick was in the building. Someone was like, is he coming in? I'm like, yeah.
People were excited.
Pause. First of all, the radar was not there. I didn't go off the radar.
Okay.
Secondly, I love what you're saying.
Yeah.
You grew up dancing on me. Yeah. I got my son that's all day trying to be me right now. It's like, daddy, I want to do a production. I want to do this. So I'm glad.
How old is your son?
The new generation. Nah, he's for about 8.
Okay.
Still a good boy and all that. But yeah, anyway, I've been around. It's just that I've been focused on my own thing. I've been blending in with my fans. And it's always nice to get down to your peoples, you know.
Yeah.
TV wasn't really for me that much because the fact that I'm more into music and I'm more into giving out my talent to those that probably deserve it and all that.
Yeah.
And at the same time, yes, television was fun. But it had its time because, and then they didn't really benefit because I don't like to stick at one place. I get bored easily. Basically, I had to do my own thing because I'm unemployable. I like to be the boss. So that's what it is. So I'm just doing me. At the same time, I've been all over. Most of the ads I'm producing are out there, became millionaires, and I'm proud of them. So I'm glad. Shouts like the Dice them, the Kavaks them, the what them. Because most of the people that I worked with never disappointed me. So I'm really proud of the guys that I worked with, that I crafted. And they are quite a lot.
Yeah.
And they are still coming up. I'm not lying to you.
You know, it's weird that you're saying that TV was not your thing.
Yeah, because you were so good at it.
What do you mean, bruh?
No, it's like, it's not the passion. It's not what the heart was looking for.
Uh-huh.
You get me? You know, it can be there, but don't let me. Like I said, I get bored easily.
Yeah.
So I rather own it than be told what to do. So this is just me.
Yeah.
So basically, I would have, you know. But now, what do you think of TV right now? Do you think it's still there where it needs to be, or you think they seem to work harder?
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Okay.
We Zenny.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet memories. That's sweet. So sweet.
Yeah.
I was one of the hardest in the game.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it is what it is.
How did you get into that? Like, did you go for auditions? You know, did they call you? What was the situation there?
By that time, I was at UNAM Radio, so I was like, Mom said, "This is an audition. Go make a U-turn somewhere there." And I was like, "Ah, man, TV." Yeah. But I love radio. I'm like, "Okay, let me go give it a shot."
Yeah.
We were the last guy. I think it was me and Kudo were the last to actually attend that audition. It was a long line.
It was a long queue.
Yeah. It was a long queue.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we came like the last, I'm like, "Yeah, we did our little audition." And then I saw Kudo running in because she was also at UNAM Radio. She's running in. I'm like, "Ah, what is this one?" Yeah, it's check it out.
A
yeah, then it's like, yeah. Now, us being there, the next morning I just got called like, "Yo, you made it through the auditions, made it to the NBC." And I was like, "Wow, is this for real?" Like, okay, let me see. And then I had to meet the other legends like Bolly them. I had to meet like,
Let me say the name.
Yeah. Bolly, I met Chris, I met Byron, I met, what's the guy, the main guy, but anyway, yeah. He knows himself. So we started off with a Wizeni thingy, and then it was all history from there. From there, I mean, we've been, you know, we just did, to me, it was just a nice experience. But then again, I crafted it out, and then I decided, okay, cool, let me perfect this, you get me?
Yeah.
So from there, 2010, we started Wataguan. Before, nobody knows that I started Wataguan.
And that's what, and you see, I started Wataguan.
I'm sorry. Goodness.
Yeah.
Bolly was there. I did the theme song, the first theme song for Wataguan.
Yeah.
And then I still said, "I'm not feeling this, man. It's the same thing over and over. There's no creativity yet." And I said, "Okay, fine. let Pombili them, let's bring up a team that can actually do this." Then Wataguan was more than five. You get me? It was who? It was Kabesa. It was, you know.
I think Dazzle was also
Dazzle
there.
Dazzle was on. Pombili was
Pombili,
on.
Yeah.
It was a whole team. Yeah, it was a whole team. Yeah. It was like a whole dungeon family in that.
Yeah.
So I was like, "This is beautiful, but nah. I like that." Then I said, "Okay, cool, guys. You guys enjoy
Take
this.
Take it forward now.
Yeah. And let me do me. You know me, I like my thing." So I went back to production. I did my music thing, and then still there, history from there. So yeah, I'm still where I am, but I'm at my own space. Yeah. I'm just happy where I am. I don't owe nobody. I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just Flavor Flame.
You're just Flavor Flame, man. So what is Flavor Flame up to today?
Today,
like, if you have to walk us through your day, like from waking up, what do you mostly spend your time on?
I'm a PC guru. I'm a computer guru.
Yeah.
If I'm not doing something creative online, I gotta connect online. So basically, what I basically do, I trade online, not the forex. We trade beats.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We trade.
I was like, "Oh, we got forex in the building.
We got forex more."
We trade ideas and all that. So basically, I'm more into that, you know, creative designing, graphic, motion graphics and all that. So I do me because I'm creating my own brand. I'm creating my own future radio station.
It's gonna come
in the future. So I'm really busy that, and I've been busy crafting all that.
Yeah.
And I've been doing good music though, but you can always find them on iTunes. You know, I'm not here for the music. If you need music, you got my number. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
You know what I'm thinking now, hey? Yeah. Now that you say that, you know, radio and TV and all of that was not your thing. We obviously have a lot of people who are on the come up. There are a lot of people who want to be even in this space on top of the world, like you said. How important do you think it is for our next generation of even presenters to really understand having something other than radio?
I love that question. But if it's instilled in you, it's instilled in you. So basically, if you got what it takes, just try to make it, you know, just don't sound the same. Sound different. Have a new fingerprint, you know, just sound different. Because be authentic, be somebody unique. Let me tell you, when I was growing up, I was linked to Energy back then. Forgive me for saying Energy.
No, it's fine.
It's a legendary brand.
That was the kid. I used to stay glued on that guy. The kid, the time he used to present, you could hear that if the kid is on, it's on.
Yeah.
If, what's this lady?
Who, Jaya?
Jaya is on, it's on. You get me? Fresh FM. When you are on, you are on. When Cheese was on, I'm on. Because everything is fun. Look, be creative. Open up to your people. Don't just come and say, "Okay, this is the news read by who. Make it. This is the... Come, excite us. Because radio is not becoming exciting. That's what I want you guys to do. Become exciting. I want to listen to the radio. This, I want to enjoy. Power 105.1. I want to enjoy. I want to listen. Guys, let's open up in this country. Let's stop hiding.
And obviously, you're speaking about the general radio industry, right?
Because I've been here.
You guys, because here, we
I feel
a different story here.
No, I feel I'm a power one. I feel I'm on top of the world. That's what I'm saying. We have to break. This is fresh. fresh. There's no excuse for fresh. There's no excuse for fresh. Go hard.
It's 9:19 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We've got the legendary Flame Ernesto in the building.
Hold on. Before that, I gotta give up a big shout out to my brother that I'm with today. He's gonna have to say something. He's gotta come to offending
us. We still have time.
We got my man Sexy Jimmy with me.
It
is what it is, man. Beautiful.
9:19 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. We've got a shout out here from Tracy Flavor Flame. Man, it was such an honor having you on a song. By the way, Never Get Out.
By the way, it never got out.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of the
Tracy. She's in Swakopmund.
I'm like,
but you know what?
Tupac.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Are you a business owner? Stop what you're doing and pretend to be a
Fresh FM Song of the Year. Hashtag Namibia's Heart and Soul.
It's 9:23 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got the legendary Flavor Flame in the building. This is the man back in the day. You knew him from Wizeni. You knew him from UNAM Radio, Campus Radio.
Yeah.
You knew him for his creative work that he did behind the scenes for Watanguan. And today we're giving him his flowers. Man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on.
But do you know what type of flowers I like?
He's even chasing.
Listen.
That's what the best was from
check,
the coast. Okay,
check.
Yeah,
the type of flowers I like. I don't like red roses, though. I like those nice, what you call those flowers?
Lilies?
The other ones.
What do you mean? Sunflowers.
I love the sunflowers.
They're my favorite.
Because they are everywhere.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. This is not going to be hard for us to actually pull this one off.
Yeah.
Because all we need to do is to go to the Refir. The Mosha Bokris block.
Those things are everywhere. I need those sunflowers. Give me those sunflowers. Don't give me those romantic flowers.
Take it, my guy.
It is what it is.
Listen, we've got a small surprise here for you. I don't know. I'm not even sure now. The last time you heard this, but just quickly have a quick listen, Buta.
Fresh.
Tell us about that song, my guy. Ernesto and Eddie, Ghetto Love. Yes, you guys were cool.
That song was before the new Ama 2000 was born and all that.
Yeah,
it was before Ama 2000. But we love you guys. Keep them a piano rolling. Yo, back then that song was me, Eddie, and Ernesto.
Yeah.
I don't know. It happened in Okahanja.
You guys shot this in Okahanja?
No. There was Evelyn Street, man.
Those
were the days, the first time I learned how a music video is being shot, and I didn't know how to do. I just came with what I wore. That time, swag was just... Yeah,
you were swag.
No, swag was whatever.
Yeah. You know what I knew of swag? Was him and BK.
Oh, snap.
Me and BK.
I'm saying, like, when it came to swag and just dressing up, whatever.
I'm a bet luck guy. Don't let me lie to you. When it comes to videos, they catch me at the last minute where I'm not ready. Then they're like, yo, Flame, let's just do this. I'm like, dude, where my gear at?
Yeah.
And I don't really mind as long as I just deliver what you want me to do. Okay, those boys came through Okahanja. We recorded it by my boy Fever.
Yeah.
There's a time of Fever and JP Camps. So they came through. We recorded that song. We recorded the song and then... It was actually they were my clients, so I like, pay that money, let me do this real quick, and then we're done with it. So the guys start rolling with it, so the whole album was a smash, though. I think it's one of the young boys that actually sold it. He sold a lot back then.
These are physical copies.
So he did his part, so he had his time. So he's still around. He's somewhere in Chivarongo, and Ernesto is around. He's doing good. Like I said, all my artists are relaxed. They got their kids there on their laps. So as long as you know you're my artist and you settle with your family, I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Here's another one for you, Buta. Another one.
Do that.
It's a vibe as my sound. I need to get my sound here.
Okay, you got wow.
Guti is married this year. Guti, you are married. Congratulations, my guy. Guti is married. I'm proud of him. Guti is married. It was me, Guti, Bubu, and the rest. That Notivelli, that was the whole Vanaheda.
Yeah.
It was for about 15 guys. I think it's 10 to 15, Naughty Valley. They came in the studio, they laid their vocals, and it's old school, man. And I actually checked the comments one day. It's like, these guys are, well, we're that dumb to listen to this type of music? I was like, yes. Because there was nothing by then.
It was popping. What are you talking about?
No, no, dumb, bro. Fandasa generation, like, man, I was so dumb that it did. I mean, oh, yeah. Because yeah. And then we recorded with tiny mics. I mean, we're just, Keomota hustling, we're all hustling. So as long as the money is there. So, I mean, it was beautiful. I mean, to me, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was nice. I think that's all right.
And I love the fact that you're saying my artists, you know what I mean? Guys that came through my hands.
I love them.
You know what I mean? Because there's someone that that came through your hands. Yeah. You literally shaped this man's sound. And you launched this man's sound. And he said, look, NSK, there's no way you're going to have Flavor Flame in the building and not include me in the conversation. How dare you, man?
This your boy, Daisuke, the number one stunner. Good morning. I want to take this time to appreciate my friend, my brother, my homie, the guy that gave me my first hit. Yeah, I said it. The homie that played my first solo song on radio. The homie that did it big back then when it came to radio hosting.
They
came to TV presenting. They came to production, music production.
Is that guy driving?
You know what I mean? The homie, when it came to this R&B stuff, the R&B hooks, rest assured you had a hit. Yeah, yeah. We want to appreciate Flame, a.k.a. Flavor Flame. We love you. We appreciate you. We got mad respect. Today is your day. We don't celebrate you enough, but today we got to make sure that we honor a true Namibian hero, a true Namibian legend, the guy, the homie. Howdy, Flame. Yeah, my bro. I miss you, my brother. Keep shining, keep thriving. I wish you all the best in your endeavors, future endeavors. And salute. It's your boy Dice, aka number one stunner. Keep it locked. Fresh FM, baby. We out.
That's what's up, man. Denzel Washington, thank you, mate.
Denzel Washington.
No, you see, the reason why he calls you Denzel, no?
Yeah.
It's a bit personal. Him and my sister. Donkey.
Oh, Eggdog, he's referring to Dice as Washington.
I was saying Dice.
Oh, you think Dice?
He's an actor. Oh. Okay, there's a Washington. Thanks, though.
You know what it is? Dave, let me bring you up to
look
speed.
Look at this guy.
His name is Denzel.
I know.
Yeah.
So now he.
It actually came out well.
It's a
double
enchantment.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Talk about Dice, my guy.
Yo, Edo. That's my ace, man. That's my boy. Me and that guy. Ah, come on, man. There's not much to say about this guy. This guy is just good. From his videos since the beginning, that guy tried. He did what he had to do to nail the industry, and he nailed the industry. He did not play with the industry. Music-wise, I respect him, but I respect him more on the screen because my mom enjoys him. My whole family enjoys him. So I'm wishing that guy to run it for Africa. He must do it. And his brother, Diesel, is also acting in Angola, so those guys got a passion for it. I know those guys are gonna make it. They're already making it for us. So all I need for him is discipline. It's all you gotta do. You know, we are who we are. But my G, discipline is what we need.
Now check Definitely. This out, my Flavor.
Yeah.
Look, right now you say you are a PC guru. Mm-hmm. People should call you when it comes to that type of thing. If a call comes right now, if a different call comes right now and says, listen, Flavor Flame, listen, man, we heard you on Fresh FM, my guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There might be an opening here for a mic, man. 3 hour radio show. Mm. Are you taking it?
Yeah, definitely I'm going to take it. Because if it's fun, that's my hobby. Music really is my hobby. So I would really do it for the fun of it, for the love of it. And money got to be obviously rolling in for a minute. So, no problem. That's basically it.
You know what, actually, are there any radio stations right now that you would want to be on?
Don't let me lie to you. I'm comfortable right here.
I was about to say your answer better be correct.
Look at the movie.
It feels good.
I'll be showing off the whole day. I'll be the whole day flagging. Yeah, you guys gotta chill with that.
Yeah,
that's beautiful right there. Yeah.
Lovely.
Obviously, I mean, the industry has lost a couple of people, my guy. You know, the late Arafat, Nakale ya Nakale. We can go back to Kitty Cat, Eclipse, the Cannibal, man, the Cannibal situation. There's a lot of people that we lost.
Yeah.
And these are people that paved the way for many of us. And I really want you to use this platform right now.
Mm-hmm.
With the whole country listening right now.
Yeah.
And this is a question that Cher's always asked with her interviews. But I specifically want you to answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to be remembered for, my guy?
Me. Me.
Flavor Flav.
Just me. Right me. Right here. In the flesh right now.
Hmm.
Don't worry about the music. The music is not going to die. The music is going to be living with the music and everything. Remember this guy right now.
Hmm.
In the presence. In the here and the now. This is nice. Because I'm not always here. So there's a good part of me. You'll see me after another year or so. So enjoy this right here.
Hmm.
Don't worry about the music. It's going to be, you can always rewind it. So it's fine. Not going to miss that.
It's like Shaquan is thinking about something.
Yeah.
And
I mean, if you want to say, if you want to say, I'm gonna sit next to Jackson Kaiwa today.
Yeah.
I'm only gonna miss Jackson Kaiwa. I'm not gonna miss the music. I'm gonna miss the gentleman's gonna inspire me. It's what we need. That's what it is.
You know what? What I was actually going through my mind right now is just how are you actively and intentionally trying to preserve your music? Do you know what I mean? Because the world is becoming more digital and so forth. So, just at a click of a button.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's a good question. Especially for today's music. Guys are still printing CDs. Stop printing CDs. Okay, but if you have to make a living,
but also, what if trunk. Me, I just like Osindi? No?
Yeah. I'm talking to the young ones right now.
Okay? Yeah.
Oh! There's iTunes already. There's iTunes. There's Spotify. Yeah. You guys do that.
Yeah.
But if I have to do my old school, like I'm from the ghetto, I have to go straight to the ghetto and drop it in that kaju box and say, hey, yo, yes, I'm from the ghetto. That's what you want.
I'm still
going to make a living from selling them one by one, sell 100 copies. They're still beautiful. But yeah, like I'm saying, guys, smarten up. All you need to do right now is find a different way of trading your music. And that's it. Find the right sources. Don't just put your stuff out on iTunes. Try to get a platform that can sell your music directly as well. We got websites in Namibia where we can just look, send your music, let whoever needs to buy, send the right link. And let's not say no, it's going to take before they give our proceeds. It's going to be after 6 months. Who's waiting for 6 months for proceeds?
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah.
Then you don't want to make a living in the music. You just want to make music. So that's what it is. That's what I'm saying. I cannot put out my music because I don't think the industry deserves my music. Let me be honest with that. They don't deserve my music. The effect that remains, people don't want to hear good music. I'd rather keep it for myself, give it to my peers, the ones that they feel like buying it. If you feel my music, you feel. If you don't even bother. It is what it is.
He played me a song years ago.
Yeah.
Years I don't know, ago. 6-7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What? It was a while back.
Oh,
bruh. It was a while back.
Beth, yeah.
He played me a song, Shaquan. With Bethel on it.
Yeah.
No, but it was back then. But anyway, the music is on another level right now. No, I'm sorry.
And that
to
was
say.
Big then.
Guys, I'm sorry to say that Flavor Flame, the music is here right now. If you need the music, let my boy know. This I've got good stuff.
Yeah.
I don't play baby stuff. I play grown up stuff. So
and that song
for the adults.
And that song 6 years ago was grown stuff. Ahead of its time.
Yeah.
But here we are, Flavor Flame, Nestle Taylor, Omis, Dicien Van Arandes,
Awe,
Diauti,
Awe Deflame.
Deflame.
This is beautiful, man.
Thank you so much for your time, my guy. We wish you all the best, Buta.
All right.
You know, our doors open, always open.
Yeah.
No,
you know what I mean. And take your flowers, bruh.
Yeah, honey, absolutely.
Bye.
So good, man. Hey, yo, play me a song. I need a song before you guys go, please.
Which song is that now?
I need this song, man. I need... play me Kani, man.
Kani?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one? Every day?
Anything?
No, not every day. What's the name of the song, bruh? It's another song. Hi, my name is Kani, man.
Hi, my name is Kani.
No, that's too old.
That is
Day on Zetomika.
We have Day on Zetomika.
All right, cool.
Kona remix.
Play Kona.
That's it.
Okadona. Okay, Kona.
No, Kona is the one.
That's it. Okay.
Sharp. All right, guys. Much love, man.
Man. 102.9, Namibia's
Hot and Soul. Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.